Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have felt that we've got a lot invested in Jason Garrett. He's evolved into what I think is a top coach. He would be a very sought-after coach if he were out here in the open market.
Woo! 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Mike Fisher in for Choppy to agree with Jerry on Jason Garrett's availability if and when he is gone this year.
If, as you're listening to this, your answer to what Sean just said is, oh, Fish, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid again, then I'm begging you to step back from your Cowboy fandom, which is fantastic. I'm begging you to move to a 30,000-foot level above the NFL. Not in Dallas, not in Arlington, not in Fort Worth, not in Frisco. 30,000 feet above the NFL. Okay, listen to what Jerry's saying. Sean, if you'll allow me, I really got to bang through the six headlines.
You're not allowing me to do that.
That's
anything.
One. That's good. That's Ben and Skin and Jerry wrestling with each other. That's good. Two, I got a lot invested. We said this yesterday before Jerry came on.
I don't want to hear the headlines. I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me why why you agree with Jerry
All
about
right.
Jason's availability. You can get the headlines later.
All right. Play a magic trick on your mind and pretend you're not a mad, angry, passionate Cowboy fan and be dispassionate about it. Pretend you're a Titans fan. Pretend you're a Falcons fan. Pretend you're a Browns fan. Pretend you're a Redskins fan. Pretend you're a Chargers fan. You don't think that you would think, we'll take what Jason Garrett brings to the table. Because in the cases of, I think, all five of those teams I just mentioned, what Jason Garrett brings to the table on paper is better than anything you've had in 30 years.
But Jason has been able to bring whatever to, first off, what does he bring to the table? And secondly, what has Jason been gifted with talent-wise versus all those other organizations? Jason has always had Tony Romo, and now he has Dak Prescott. He's always had a pretty good, talented team around him. They haven't had horrific defenses really around here. They've been solid, always a pretty great offensive line, always some number one targets. Like Jason Garrett, much like Dak, has always had, in my opinion, a lot around him.
I don't want to be the pro Garrett on the argument because you're not crazy. His supporters would say, well, they have developed talent because he's the head coach and he developed some of them. Not every team has developed talent. Okay. Lots of teams have first-round picks. Lots of teams have sixth-round picks. He's part of their draft program. He's part of. So he helped build the Cowboys into what they are.
Here's what Jerry told Ben and Skin yesterday about what he actually brings to the table on a game day. This came from Atolo. I saw it yesterday. They're like, ask Jerry what advantage does Garrett give you on a game day?
Oh, I think he's tremendously organized on game day. I think without a question, he's in his career, you'd say, Garrett have his team ready? You know, we all need a certain discipline. We all need order. He creates that. There are so many things that Jason Garrett does well. You can't separate coach from the person. And so you got to look at integrity. You've got to look at having skills, people skills, all of those kinds of things. Does he have a bad moment or a moment that he'd like to do differently with people? I have them by the hour. And so you're right. It's degrees. It's degrees. Some people have long suits. Some people have short suits. And you can get it done with all of those frailties. These are all of those qualities. And all in all, Jason Garrett is a really, really top individual that happens to be coaching. And for the period of time that I've known him, I've known him for 20-something years, knew his dad for 20 years during that period of time. I think we answered it right off the bat. He wouldn't have been our coach for 10 years, do I not think he has a lot of great qualities to coach?
Ben and Skin ask a good question, but it's also a trick question. Sean, when things are going bad in your show, what is it exactly that you bring to the table, Sean? How do you defend yourself when things are going bad? By saying, well, I'm a quality person? I don't care if you're a quality person. Well, I work hard and I'm organized. I don't care. You're 0-3. Well, you know, I inspire Roy. I don't care. You're 0-3. So that's why I'm asking us, forget 0-3 for a minute and just think about Titans, Falcons, Chargers, Browns, and Redskins. There's the five places where there might be job openings in this offseason, and I would suggest that all five of them would be out of their minds not to interview Jason Garrett. You got to interview Jason Garrett. And you want Freddie Kitchens? Freddie Kitchens wants to grow up to be Jason Garrett.
Does getting an interview make you sought after?
It's the first step. There's people who won't do the 30,000 feet thing who don't think he'll get an interview because he sucks. And I'm asking us, back off from the sucks and just pretend you're an NFL analyst, not a cowboy analyst.
Yeah.
Those teams would covet Jason Garrett.
Here's how I would analyze it. I would agree with you. There would be an owner. First of all, I think the perception outside of DFW on Garrett is exactly like ours. Like, we wouldn't want him. He hasn't won anything. It's a joke. I think for a lot of fan bases, there would be ownership groups, I agree with you, who'd be like, hey, first off, maybe I can control this guy. It's not going to be an issue, the puppet perception. And I would consider it if I had really strong, first of all, a really strong team in place. It could not be a developmental thing. It would have to be win now talent, and I would have to have strong coordinators on both sides, because I could bring in Jason as a CEO. I could consider that. But if it came to having him lend his offensive expertise, if it came to a young team where I have to develop the talent, I'd be against it. But yeah, I could see the Redskins hiring Jason Garrett.
The Redskins are a disorganized organization. If you believe that Garrett is an organized person and a CEO, that's a good spot. The Browns are a disorganized organization and always have been.
Yeah.
If you believe that Jason Garrett is an organized leader, then that's a good spot for him. The Chargers don't even know what city they play in.
Yeah.
You don't think they could use some organization? So even if I agree that he sucks as an offensive play caller or as a developer, which I do not agree with, he has attributes that would make him coveted in an interview, and maybe he kills in the interview.
You know what I worry about when I hear Jerry's statement there about Jason? What's the famous saying about Jerry a lot of times? Whoever gets to him last. And I feel like there's two or three people, this is a guess, that he confides in that's like...
Mike Baskey.
not Baskey, although maybe you should listen to Baskey a little bit sometimes. Depends what day Mike is going off. But someone was like, Jason is this good. He would be highly sought after. Jason is a hot commodity. Jason would be an attractive option. And that's what I worry about when I hear Jerry talking like that.
Of course, it's immaterial, because if they don't have premium success this year, Garrett's fired and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But I'll give you an organization that loves Jason Garrett from the top. The New York Giants, if they had a job opening and Jason Garrett was available, would hire Jason Garrett. Not covet, not interview, hire. He would win.
Was Fish able to convince any Tolo on the Autoflex Leasing fan text 877-881-1053?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with all of them that are screaming no. From the 940, he's mediocre at best. He's Marvin Lewis. From the 817, compare Garrett to Marvin Lewis. From the 214, how many other coaches have held a position as long as he has and failed to make a conference championship game? Name them. You can't, because there aren't any. There aren't any that have been there that long that haven't at least been to a championship game.
Yeah,
even Dan Quinn can say that. Even the horrible Jeff Fisher, him of great mediocrity for over a decade, made it to a Super Bowl. And here we are with Jason Garrett not making it to a championship
game. Someone could counter back and say, we would like some division titles and a lot of 10-win seasons. I'm just playing devil's advocate. To go on the other side. So
if making an NFC championship game is the be-all and end-all, and I wish the Cowboys had done that, then why is Dan Quinn even getting fired? Because he's running out of time, just like Jason Garrett's running out of time here. I just don't agree that makes Dan Quinn a bad coach because they've given up 35 points a game in their last four games. I don't think that necessarily makes you a bad coach. Maybe it's just everything coming together is bad.
Did you see the Garrett GoFundMe?
No.
A Cowboys fan created a GoFundMe to pay off Jason's $3 million contract and have him fired.
Well, he's going to need an extra $2 million, but yes, that's still funny.
I'm trying to find what the money amount is up to. I'm looking at the article now on Bro Bibles.
Hey, can I say this, too, about, you know, I know it's funny. Well, it's never funny when people lose their jobs. That part's not funny. But Jason Garrett did sign on for this extremely high-profile job.
Yeah, and he's getting $5 million a year.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to dismiss him as the clapper and the yawner and the red. And the, I don't think that's fair. But I think he'll live because he signed on for a job on the biggest stage in sports. Head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is one of the biggest jobs on the biggest stage in sports. So you take some abuse along with some of the blessings.
The
one quick thing, and from the Autofolk Sleaze fan text from the 817. If you really think Jason Garrett is worth something to the rest of the league, dangle him and see what you can get in a trade offer. No. If no one's willing to give you something, clearly he's not coveted.
With all due respect, you're dangling him when he's just lost three games. That wouldn't make very much sense.
Major League Baseball is threatening to light up the Angels with a $2 million fine if they can confirm that the Angels, which were being, the reports say, knew that Tyler Skaggs, who passed away right here in the Metroplex during the Angels-Rangers series, if the Angels knew that he was abusing drugs and didn't say anything about it, fined for $2 million, man, I almost think it should be a harsher punishment. Like, they should be absolutely lit up if multiple employees knew.
Yeah, this is a problem, and the way they're addressing this is a problem. They need to go after the organization, not the individuals, okay? The organization allowed this activity to take place for years on end without doing anything about it. Now they're going to put all the blame squarely on the players. All that's going to do is push guys who abuse the drugs in the sport into the darkness instead of seeking the help that Major League Baseball and these professional sports organizations surely have the resources to provide them.
Meanwhile, why do we not throw a sympathy parade for the team or maybe even the person who dies of drug addiction, dies of a drug overdose, dies of partying? I thought this right away, and I must have been the only one because I didn't hear anybody else say, why don't we hold off on naming a stadium after Skaggs? What if he did something wrong to cause his death?
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll be darned.
Right.
He's a party drug addict. So
it's different nowadays though. Whereas like I remember one of the first major battles I got into with a previous boss, and I was like lacking sympathy for Whitney Houston. I was like, Whitney Houston like is abusing drugs, but now, and I'll probably get yelled at for this, now it's more, well, what was the anxiety and the depression and the downfalls in the life to cause that person to not be able to stop using drugs leading to their death?
That's legitimate.
But and with the physical Michael, addiction. With, the physical
it's
addiction.
It's all legitimate.
Well, you said party drugs. It was opioids and fentanyl. Those are very powerful drugs that also have a very physical component to them.
If you're doing opiates and fentanyl and drinking beer, you're partying. I thought this about Michael Jackson. I think we have learned that. We need to think about it before we celebrate it or destroy it. I thought this back to Mark Chmura. Remember the tight end in Green Bay?
Yeah.
They were going to name a street after Chewy because he won a Super Bowl. And then he got in a hot tub with a bunch of high school girls.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hold off on naming streets after people, except Dirk Nowitzki.
When we come back, Dirk, Fish just launched an investigation on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.